Some runners are satisfied to focus on their own progress. From New York City, Eilish O'Neill has the story of one athlete who's not happy until she's right. helped others okay, run.
Miguel, let's do it.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, and Kayla Merino and I are running up Harlem Hill with a homeless man named Miguel. Harlem Hill is the steepest, longest climb in Central Park.
This is the hill.
You're doing the hill. Whoa! Keep going.
Merino is a volunteer with Back on My Feet, a nonprofit that leads morning runs for homeless people 3 or 4 times a week. This morning's the first time that Miguel and Merino have run together. But Kenny D has run with Merino several times over the past few months.
She said, keep going, Kenny, keep going. You know, and I want to say, no, stop. I feel stronger now.
And not just physically stronger, Kenny D says.
You know what? It's like my brain has awakened because I'm thinking a little clearer. You know, problem solving is becoming a lot easier. Yeah, we run by the river and it's like, it's been a long time since I've, you know, seen the sunrise over the water, and it's like tranquil. You hear the ducks.
Is this tea?
Yeah.
Hi.
Terrence Girkberg joins us on our run, and he and I pull ahead. Girkberg's the executive director of Back on My Feet's New York City chapter, and he's known Merino for years.
All we ask volunteers is to show up once a week or when they can, and just run with people, motivate people. She's such an accomplished runner that it's actually crazy what people could learn from her.
You wouldn't guess it from her unassuming 5-foot stature, long black hair, and soft voice, but 34-year-old Kayla Merino has completed more marathons and ultramarathons than she can count, including 7 100-mile races and 7 Boston marathons. So Merino's more than just your average volunteer, and Back on My Feet is more than just your average running club. Morning practices end with the Serenity Prayer, but the organization's work continues throughout the day. Back on My Feet also offers classes that teach skills like interviewing for a job and financial literacy. Participants who have 90% attendance or better can get additional help, like a MetroCard to get to work or a security deposit for a new apartment. Merino got involved in Back on My Feet a little over a year ago.
Once you meet these guys, I mean, they have so many crazy stories. They at one point had their life together and it's kind of like went wrong somewhere and they're just trying to get back.
Merino and I are sitting on a bench in the northwest corner of Central Park talking about her life journey. She knows what it's like to face challenges. The first time she ran for the sake of running and not to get somewhere or to play soccer, Merino was 9 years old. Her family had just immigrated to the U.S. from Osumba, Mexico.
I didn't understand what the whole concept was of running a mile away. And my gym teacher, I didn't speak any English. He just said run, and I just kept going and going, and then finally he told me to stop.
Turned out, Merino was the fastest kid in her 4th grade class. Now, she's regularly a top finisher in major ultramarathons. Last year, she decided to push herself even further and set out to complete the Grand Slam of ultra running.
I really didn't know what I was doing because I've never done anything like that where it's 4 100-milers within the period of like 3 months.
The first leg of the Grand Slam was the Western States Endurance Run, a grueling 100-mile race that includes both snow on the highest mountain passes and scorching temperatures in the low valleys. Ultramarathoners are known for pushing their bodies past their limits, but at Western States, Merino took that a bit too far.
Going down into the canyons, I didn't drink water. Going up the canyon, I started puking. So I get to the top and I've already lost like 5 pounds. Mile 40, I couldn't take anything in, like no water. So I basically ran on empty. I literally crawled. I'm not kidding, like there were hills that people were like running up. I was literally on all fours.
Merino finished the race. It took her 28 hours.
What kept me going actually is they give you a bracelet that says Grand Slammer. And I just kept seeing that and I kept thinking, I have to finish this because I am a Grand Slammer.
Only about 300 people have ever completed the Grand Slam. Merino is one of them. But she's not done yet. Merino plans to spend next summer running from L.A. to New York City. Her goal is to raise money for Back on My Feet while breaking the world record for the fastest run by a woman across the U.S. To do that, she'll need to run 50 miles every day for 2 months. And she has a hard deadline. She has to be back in New York in time for school to start in September.
I'm an elementary school teacher. My class is third grade bilingual, which means that I basically have mostly Spanish, and then we've tried to transition them into English.
Merino never planned to become a teacher, just as she never really planned to become a competitive distance runner. But after college, she discovered that she loved teaching students who remind her of herself.
Yeah, it's pretty stressful, but I think when I come out running, especially here in the park, I always am thinking about what to do next with my students. How can I push them better?
When she runs across the U.S., Merino says, she'll be thinking of those kids and setting an example of what's possible when you refuse to give up. For Only a Game, I'm Alicia O'Neill.